Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, board-certified urologist. I am joined by my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Donna is our business manager. She's our business development manager. She helps recruit new doctors and new mid-level physicians. She helps keep the morale up by remembering people's birthdays and anniversaries. Unfortunately, that means that her birthdays and anniversaries are always forgotten.
They got forgotten. That's okay. I only cried a little bit that day.
That's okay. Our last 7 years have been like 10 minutes.
Underwater.
This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. That is the group that I started in 2007 to provide a holistic, different kind of approach to your urologic care. Mm-hmm. We are very proud of the type of medicine that we provide here. Donna, how do people become our patient and where are we?
We are everywhere in Central Texas, Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, Dripping Springs, and you can become our patient by calling 512-238-0762. Check out our website, armormenshealth.com. Submit your questions there, please, and we'll answer them anonymously just for you. What did you say in the beginning? This is the most time that patients will have with a urologist?
This is the most time that many people will ever spend with a urologist speaking about these issues.
That's right. So why not do it for free?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. And you can check out our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We have another awesome question. Dr. Mystery, you ready?
Let's do it.
This one started off, I thought it was like a sales presentation because we get a lot of emails in our email system that says, would you like a new cleaning company? Or would you like your bushes trimmed? Which, you know, is always fun.
Hey,
that's dirty. This one started off and I was like, oh, no, sir, delete. But then I realized it was an actual question. So he starts off with, do you do, quote, corporate presentations where you present via Zoom? I work for a financial services company and we have had doctors present on breast cancer, but we've never had one on prostate cancer. So that's a whole other side discussion. But here's the questions. I'm working through my own journey, elevated PSA, 3 lesions at PI-RADS4. I assume you know what that means.
Yes.
Okay. And want to increase awareness of men's health and the importance of proactive checkups. That's number one. Number two is a biopsy needed to determine if you have cancer? I was curious about the OncBiot test, ExoDx, PCA3 tests, etc. And then he asked about our podcast. He's just curious. The results can be so much more worse after 1 year. I came across your show doing research and love your approach to the topics.
Well, that's a great point. So the first thing is whether or not, if you're out there and you're part of an organization almost anywhere and would love to have us do some type of presentation on men's health, we would love to do it. So please feel free to reach out. Topics that people often want presentations on are prostate cancer screening, like this patient or this listener mentioned, mm-hmm. but low testosterone, approaches to men's health, weight loss solutions, as well as enlarged prostate type of issues are certainly things that a lot of men don't often get information on. And if you're the employer, having healthy workers is always a really good thing.
And certainly, so they stick around?
Yeah, testosterone and weight loss are certainly things that keep people at their desk, you know, for longer and in healthier ways. So the next part is some of the things that this listener mentioned. So he has an elevated PSA, mm-hmm. which means that he had a blood test done that showed that a certain protein that's made by the prostate was elevated. Mm-hmm. And some 40 years ago, a urologist and his lab discovered that this protein, when it's above 4, mm-hmm. that your chances of having prostate cancer were higher. And depending on which side of the fence you're on, it either touched off a firestorm of improved care for prostate cancer, mm-hmm. or it led to a wild goose chase in which lots of people were being overdiagnosed with a very disease that wasn't going to hurt many people. Mm-hmm. And I would say the jury is probably, in some people's minds, a little out on this. But prostate cancer-related deaths that are directly attributed to prostate cancer are on the decline. Treatments are improved. And this way of thinking about prostate cancer, that it doesn't kill anybody, is wrong.
Right.
It kills 40,000 people, you know, men in the United States every year. And so, and more importantly, a lot of men, even though not dead, live with metastatic prostate cancer and have to be on medicines that make them feel poorly. I mean, finding something early always makes more sense to me than finding something late.
Right. What does metastatic mean?
Metastatic means that it's spread outside of the prostate to other parts of the body. And
okay.
that's going to cause, you know, that's what's going to ultimately lead to death.
Okay.
And so what I find is that getting the actual data is scary to some doctors and some patients. So, you know, if your check engine light was on in your car, mm-hmm. but you were scared that it was the sign of a really bad transmission problem, mm-hmm. but you knew it was probably just that your gas cap wasn't tightened.
Right.
Do you just say, well, it's probably just the gas cap. Let's just keep driving.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And that's what watching an elevated PSA is like. Your check engine light's on. Mm-hmm. And then this patient had another test. He had an MRI that showed three areas that were abnormal and highly suspicious of having cancer. So a 70% chance of having cancer. But he's still driving. And he wants another test or another light or some other sign that says that he may have prostate cancer.
Oh, so you're telling him to go to the body shop.
He needs to have a biopsy.
Yeah.
So getting to his third question is, does he need a biopsy? Mm-hmm. Well, yes. You have three areas of the prostate by MRI. And if your urologist, you know, has morals and an emotion, then he will be able to provide you a navigated MRI fused biopsy. That's the latest and greatest that we can offer today. Mm-hmm. We can take that MRI image and we can fuse it with a real-time ultrasound. In our practice, we don't charge you extra. The big guys in town charge you $800 extra for your biopsy.
Wow.
Just to be able to use that machine. We don't do that because it doesn't make any sense.
Because we're terrible at making money, but giving to the people.
That is correct, you know. but it doesn't even jive in my mind that we would charge you for a better diagnosis. I mean, your doctor should be able to provide you the best. They should have the equipment to provide you the best services they possibly can.
For sure.
And so that's what we do. So then the listener rattled off a number of other tests that can be done to better assess your risk for having prostate cancer. He mentioned several tests. Mm-hmm. And if you go to a well-trained urologist, they're also going to have, you know, a buffet of tests that they kind of prefer. Mm-hmm. These tests are best suited for people who, in my mind, have already had a negative biopsy. Okay. So let's say your PSA is high, your biopsy is negative, you come back 5 years later and the PSA is high, and you're like, man, I really don't want to go through that biopsy again. I'd really like to, you know, find additional data to tell me whether or not I needed it. Mm-hmm. That's when these additional adjunct tests, you know, have a little bit more value.
Okay.
But if you have an abnormal MRI, you could have prostate cancer. Now, with that information in mind, do you want to know? That's the question. Mm-hmm. If you don't really, if you know that most people have a non-life-threatening prostate cancer, or you have multiple myeloma and your life expectancy is only 7 years anyway, or you have bad cardiac disease, or you're on oxygen in a wheelchair. But this is not the vast majority of people. Mm-hmm. Most of us are aging better than our grandparents did.
Right.
We have a higher life expectancy. We are healthier later. And these are good things. So prostate cancer, saying that it's not lethal, it could certainly take away from your quality of life if diagnosed late. And so I'm an engineer from my background. And so I'm also a urologist. But I'm an engineer, you know, from education. Mm-hmm. And I think that having the data and being able to make a decision based on the data makes a lot of sense. But you've heard of a biopsy, Donna. Why do you think people wouldn't want a biopsy?
What I've heard from patients is that they're incredibly anxious and scared about it might be painful, or can you do it in the office? And some people prefer the surgical facility. Those are the things I hear. So I think they're just nervous and
scared. And many urologists do it in the operating room, mm-hmm. but they do it when they own the operating room.
Oh.
Because the efficiency of doing it in the operating room is very low. So a procedure that takes us, you know, let's say 8 or 10 minutes here in the office, as a urologist, you could spend 1 hour or 1 hour and 15 minutes waiting for the turnover time and waiting for the hospital. Mm-hmm. And for the patient, it's a lot more expensive to do it in the hospital as well.
A biopsy sounds like you're taking a knife or something scrapey and painful and like putting it in their booty hole. So maybe you can relieve the myth of how painful it is.
I'm afraid I cannot do that.
Oh, damn it.
It is, in fact, putting something in the booty hole.
Well, I knew that.
Or
surely.
We can also, but the needle can either go through the skin underneath your scrotum, or it can go through the rectum. We do it transrectally. We have partners in town that do it the other way that we can recommend you to do. Mm-hmm. But it hurts the same.
But is there no like painkiller involved?
We give Valium. If you're particularly sensitive, we can give you an IV sedative here in the office. And if you're incredibly scared, then we'll just take you to the operating room. That's fine.
Gotcha. Okay. Because so you have options.
It's what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, even if we think that most people should be able to tolerate something here in the office, that doesn't mean that we're the expert on everybody.
Right.
Now, I do probably around 300 or 400 biopsies a year. Mm-hmm. I would say that, 99.9% are done here in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, we get the data and we get the information and then we make decisions on what's going on. And,
nice.
10 minutes of your life and we move along. Donna, great question. Tell us how people get a hold of us.
If you would like your booty hole scraped, call us at 512-238-0762. And if you would like a biopsy, our website is armormenshealth.com. You can check out our podcasts wherever you pod for free.
The Armour Men's Health Show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.